Since the full implementation of NAFTA's sugar provisions last year, Mexico had unlimited access to the U.S. market, and that really has made the U.S. sugar program vulnerable. The price has become less predictable, less stable, and the result is that the price that's earned by the developing quota holders is usually lower than it traditionally has been. The other thing that has happened is that with the full implementation of NAFTA, the quota that's available to the traditional suppliers has been cut to the bound minimum level so that the amount of sugar that they can export to the U.S. is reduced. So it's really a double whammy for the traditional suppliers. The price is lower and the volume is less.